You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
How did you get so good at being alone? 'Cause you're all on your own and there's no
with the track Bugsy that comes from the brand new album, also called Horn. We've got Abigail from the band on the line. Morena, how are you?
Morena, good, thank you.
Hey, congratulations on this record. It's awesome. That was a really particularly interesting track that kind of caught my attention in the sounds on this album. There's that Ollie Devlin I can hear in the vocals as well.
Yeah, Ollie Devlin from Hans Puckett came over to where we're recording and, yeah, sang on the track.
Sounds great. It's a really beautiful record, and I say beautiful kind of in the sense that it elicits some really big feelings. It's got some really caustic and intense moments on it, but it's got a really interesting world that you've created through this. What's the Horn project kind of about for you guys as a band? What are you trying to explore?
I think to me it's been a really I guess I've been spending a lot of time with my guitar, which, I mean, that sounds obvious, but it's been good. Sort of just like, I mean, it sounds sort of stupid, I guess, but I...
No, it makes a lot of sense.
I think I never really saw myself as a guitarist, but, So,
almost like giving yourself permission a wee bit.
Yes, that's the one.
Who else is in Horn? So you're obviously doing guitar, and do you all do a little bit of vocal? I was trying to work out across the record whose voices I was hearing in parts.
Yeah, on this album I'm the lead vocalist, but we had two guest vocalists.
Right.
Ollie Devlin on Bugsy and Scott Maynard from Zero Call on Bastard Son.
Oh, awesome. So who else is in the sort of core group of Horn?
Oh, right. Rowan Hill plays the drums and Rebecca Leah plays bass.
Nice. And how long have you guys been making music together? Because I think the first single you sort of released under this project was back in 2018.
Is that right? Good question.
Yeah.
It's been like a really long time that Horn has been a project of mine, but I haven't sort of had like a solid lineup for a while. But I don't know. I honestly, I think I'll have to do my research. it's definitely been over a year or so. Like most of the time, it was just me and Rowan playing music together in his garage, and when we started recording, we actually kind of dove straight into recording without really learning the song. So it was sort of like, yeah.
That's a fun, kind of, a fun process.
Yeah, I know. Just sort of hoping for the best.
You've been working with a good crew of people as well. Brian Ferry's done the mastering on this, and this has come out via Melted Ice Cream. And I feel like it's a really good space for this record to sit within, a sort of label that really loves and supports squally guitar sounds. And I think what you were saying at the start, Abigail, makes a lot of sense of this is a record that's come out of you spending time with that instrument and maybe sort of understanding what it means for yourself as a music maker using that. With the lyrics and the sort of, I guess, the thematic content of this record, that's, is it personal for you? Where do you kind of draw from when you're writing?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it is personal, but it's, I guess that sort of relates to what you were saying about giving yourself permission, I don't know, to call yourself a musician, whatever your main instrument might be. But, yeah, singing the songs for me has been about, yeah, learning the difference between, like, when you're on stage singing and when you're having a conversation. And that's, it sounds, yeah, that's it's sort of ridiculous. But,
no,
yeah, because you're thinking a lot. sorry, you're thinking a lot about sound, and yeah, like almost everyone likes singing. I mean, they might not. Yeah, I haven't always felt that way, but
yeah.
I'm starting to kind of. Yeah, I don't know. I could go on about that for quite a while.
I think that's a really interesting thing, sort of working out the line between how much maybe you want to share in a musical context and the way to present it as well. It's it's something that I think everybody who makes music unconsciously thinks about, and some people really are consciously thinking about it. It seems like it's been an interesting process making this record for your own understanding of how much you want to give away in that space.
Oh, yeah. I'm just really like happy to have an album out, and I think the other guys in the band are pretty stoked as well. So yeah,
it's a really great record. I highly recommend people go get it in their lives. Self-titled, so Horn the band, Horn the album. As mentioned, you can find it on Melted Ice Cream's Bandcamp page is a good place to go find it. I love the Kermit the Frog with its sort of like sexy disembodied legs that you've got. And there's who did that drawing?
I'm so glad that you like it. I did the drawing. It was
heaps of time. It's great. I love it. It sort of feels very weirdly perfect as an emblem for this record. And I really enjoy it. You're coming to play some shows up in Auckland. You'll be playing on the 5th of August at Whammy Bar. You're taking this all over the country, Christchurch, Dunedin and Wellie as well. So there's a gig coming to a town near you for sure. Thanks, Abigail, for speaking with us about Horn this morning. We're going to listen to All My Breathing, which has got a great music video out as well. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you, Rachel. Thanks for talking to me.
So welcome. Bye.
Awesome. Bye. My slave.
Did you get what you need? Hurt. And your sense of self-worth. Whenever meant to be. A substitute for talking in your sleep, and it's too late to be. Got your blood on my sleeve. Did you get what you need?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.